fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a high, hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations, and nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Danger on the trail ahead!
In an underground room, deep in the cavernous stone labyrinth known to the initiates as the Temple of the Sun, El Mundo studied a large map of the Arizona Territory. His sister Myra stood at his side.
You see, Myra, look at the map. With the combined acreage of these last four ranches, my project is complete.
They're not yours yet.
700 square miles of territory that is mine. Mine by right of purchase and conquest. The next step is to serve notice on the United States and Mexico that I...
You'd better wait until you actually own it.
Oh, merely a matter of a few more days.
I'm not so sure.
Oh, what can prevent it?
The same thing that prevented us from getting the Saunders Ranch and those few miserable acres of the Purdy woman.
Oh, unfortunate accidents. I'll devise new plans and
plans they'll... won't help unless you remove the force that's working against us.
You mean that masked man?
The Lone Ranger.
Nothing but a meddler.
But the dangerous one. Don't make the mistake of underestimating him.
Oh, Myra, you surprise me. I believe you're actually afraid of this meddlesome cowboy.
Not exactly afraid, but I'm worried.
Oh, nonsense. I'll brush him aside as easily as I would a fly.
You should have killed him when he was here in the temple. Now he will be able to do
nothing. Much as I detest the use of brute force, it may become necessary.
What do you mean by that?
I've decided to gain this remaining territory at all costs. I'll let the Saunders and Purdy situation remain dormant for a few days. I've begun operations on the other end of the strip, right here. See?
Who owns those two ranches?
A man named Scott and another named Trench.
You're using force against them?
Let's call it persuasion. I've sent two of our men to call on Mr. Scott.
Louis and Pete. They're good gunfighters, but suppose something happens, like it did with Tennessee Martin.
Well, the usual result. Both of them are drugged. If they fail to come back for the antidote, they die.
You're still very confident, aren't you, El Mundo?
Oh, naturally.
I hope you're right. And that Louis and Pete are successful.
Oh, why shouldn't they be?
Only one reason that I know of.
And that?
The Lone Ranger.
Several miles to the east of El Mundo's subterranean stronghold, three horsemen approached a small ranch house.
Is this the Scott Ranch, Tonto?
Easy.
I don't know, Jack Scott, but we may have to stay here for several hours. Better stable the horses, Tonto.
Me take some.
You come with me, Dan.
Yeah. Sure. Say, what makes you think El Mundo will come here?
He might not come, Dan. He'll make some sort of a move against either this or the ranch of Mr. Trench.
Who are you?
You're Jack Scott.
That's right.
I want to talk to you. May we come in?
I don't know.
Thanks. Close the door, Dan.
Now, listen. Even though I'm here all alone, no outlaw...
I'm no outlaw, Mr. Scott. I'm here to help you. Here. These are my credentials.
Silver bullets. Why, you must be the Lone Ranger. I've heard about you.
Has anyone tried to buy your place within the last few weeks?
How'd you know?
Who was it?
One fella, I can't recollect his name, wrote me a letter and wanted to buy the ranch. Then another one came out here one day and offered me spot cash. I told both of them I didn't want to sell.
Good. Have you ever heard of a man called El Mundo?
Sounds like a foreigner. No, I can't say I have.
Now, Mr. Scott, I have every reason to believe you're going to have visitors. Maybe tonight.
You mean one of them fellas who wants to buy the ranch?
Maybe. I have another friend with me, an Indian. I want your permission for the three of us to wait in your barn for the next 2 or 3 hours.
Sure. But they ain't no use sensing you're waiting in the barn. Why don't you stay right here in the house? I'll rustle some grub.
Oh, we'll be of more help if we can't be seen.
Help? What's going to happen?
Maybe nothing. On the other hand, I'll come along, Dan.
Wait! Ain't you going to tell me what this is all about?
Time for that later. Now, don't worry about it.
Well, I'll be doggone.
Less than 2 hours after sundown, the Lone Ranger's speculation proved to be correct. Two horsemen reined up sharply before the doorway to Jack Scott's house.
Oh, you could have. Over there.
This the place?
Yeah.
Come on.
This is the way El Mundo ought to handle all these things.
More work for us.
Yeah, but it's better than trying to get all these sod butchers to join a cult.
How about this, hombre?
Yeah, we'll finish him fast.
What do you want?
Sit down, Grandpa. You got company.
Yeah. Who are you?
Don't make any difference. All we want you to do is sign this paper.
Sign? Let me see it.
Here. Don't wait no time reading it. Just get your name tacked on the bottom.
Why? Well, this is a bill of sale from my place here.
That's right.
I don't want to sell.
Yes, you do. But if you don't, I'll shove a load of daylight through you with this.
Hey, you can't make me sell.
Hurry up. We ain't got all night.
No, I won't.
Listen. I'm going to count three. If you don't grab a pen and start scratching before I'm through...
But there isn't even a price mentioned.
One.
Besides that, I don't...
Two.
Up that gun and reach.
What the...
Watch out, Louis, so I can get
him.
Me get him. Redskin sneaked up on me.
Oh, my arm. Oh, he plugged me right in the arm.
That was your fault. Put up your hand.
I will not. The crooks wanted me to sign a bill of sale for my ranch.
I expected something like that. Either hand, Tonto. Both of them.
Me fix him.
It's the idea. You ain't no lawman.
El Mundo sent you here, didn't he?
I don't know what you're talking about.
A few nights in the jail at El Pass may help your memory.
No. No, you can't. We can't stay away from... I mean, you can't do that.
Yeah. If we don't get back to...
El Mundo?
Shut up, Pete.
Crook's tied plenty tight now.
Good. Get the horses, Dan. We're heading for El Pass. the story, Sheriff. Those two men you have locked up in the cell are a couple of El Mundo's hired killers.
El Mundo, eh? I've heard of the hombre, but I've never seen him.
Very few people have. I doubt if he ever leaves his underground hiding place.
Where'd you say this temple is?
Oh, about 20 miles west of here.
You mean that sandy strip below the Saunders Ranch?
Yes, yes.
Why, that bunch of sand and greasewood ain't even in the United States.
Yes, I know. Disputed territory. Belongs to neither this country nor Mexico. That's why El Mundo is holed up there.
Then how do you calculate I'll ever go?
Sheriff!
Wait
Sheriff.
A minute, Ted. Don't come busting in here like that when I'm talking. This is my deputy, Ed Wallen.
How are you, Ed?
I thought you might better know, Sheriff.
Know what?
Well, them two hombres you locked up about 2 hours ago, I just looked in their cell. You don't need to worry about them anymore.
What do you mean?
Well, they're dead. Both of them.
Dead? What?
Sheriff, it's El Mundo's poison. Tonto mixed an antidote and saved one man's life. They didn't get back here in time to save theirs.
Poison? Antidote? Things are happening too fast around here for me to understand.
Well, I'll explain it later. Now, turn the bodies over to the coroner, Sheriff. And if you want to help rid this country of El Mundo, organize a posse.
Sure, but I've got no legal right to go out where that hombre is.
You organize a posse. I'll take care of the legal part of it.
How?
I'm going to see the governor of the territory. He's a friend of mine.
The governor?
Yes. I'll be back tomorrow night. Adios, Sheriff.
Adios.
You and Tonto go back to the camp and wait for me, Dan. I'll join you there by tomorrow evening at the latest.
Yes, Silver.
All right, but won't be much to do. Just waiting around the camp.
Hey, big fella. Don't worry. I imagine there'll be plenty of excitement later on.
Oh, that good. Dan Tonto wait at camp. We fish. Me show Dan how Indian catch fish.
Oh, gee, will you, Tonto?
Good. I'll see you tomorrow. Come on, Silver.
The following morning, while the Lone Ranger was many miles away, Tonto and Dan Reed sat on the bank of a small stream that flowed past their campsite. The grave-faced Indian had gathered a number of soft, young willow branches. He'd stripped the branches of their leaves, was weaving the willows together with rapid movements of his hands.
Gosh, Tonto, I don't see how you can do that so fast.
This easy. Hard part, come later.
What do you mean?
Me weave willow branch, make net, then put it in water and catch fish. That's the hard part, catch fish.
Well, what part of the creek are you going to put it in?
Oh, near bank, one side of pool.
Isn't that almost finished?
Not yet. Me need more willows.
Oh, I'll get some. I saw a lot of them growing up in the stream.
You stay close to camp. Not go far.
I won't. I'll be right back. Gee, I thought there were more than this.
All right, Jim. You're coming with me.
Well, I will not.
You better come quiet, Ken, or I'll slug you.
Yeah, you can't. Tonto!
You asked for it. You must have been yelling for that redskin. You gotta move fast.
Curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
continue our story, the heavy blow on his head rendered Dan Reed unconscious. Consequently, he didn't know about his long trip on horseback to El Mundo's underground hiding place. It was several hours later when he slowly became conscious of his aching head and the fact that he was bound hand and foot, lying on the stone floor of a subterranean room. Gradually, he realized that there were other people in the room. He could hear them talking.
Now that you have the boy, what are you going to do?
Wait, my dear, that's all. Just wait.
You think the Lone Ranger will come after him, is that it?
Oh, precisely.
And then what?
He and I will negotiate terms for the boy's release.
Ransom?
Oh, of a certain kind. All I ask is that he stops interesting himself in my affairs.
He might fool you, pretend to do as you demand, and then double-cross you.
Oh, don't be ridiculous, Myra. This boy will never leave here alive, regardless of what the Lone Ranger promises.
I've told you all the facts, Governor. That's the situation.
It's the most amazing thing I've ever heard. You're sure of the location of El Mundo's temple?
Yes, it's in that strip of land close to the border.
And that's the unfortunate part of it. United States laws really has no jurisdiction there. Neither has Mexico, for that matter.
I'm aware of that. But this is an emergency. El Mundo is a maniac, a clever, power-crazed maniac. If he isn't brought to justice, a great many innocent people will suffer.
I appreciate that, but under the law, how can I...
One thing you can do, Governor.
What?
Get in touch with Senor Garcia, the governor of the state in Mexico, which borders our southern boundary.
What can I say to him?
Ask him if, for a matter of 3 hours, beginning tonight at midnight, he'll relinquish his country's claim on the territory.
I doubt if he'd grant such a request. But suppose he would. What then?
Telegraph the sheriff of El Paso. Give him temporary authority as a state marshal. We'll do the rest.
You're suggesting something which might lead to international complications.
I realize that. But I also know that the governors of two peace-loving states are interested in preserving law and order. And the lives of innocent people are endangered by a madman. International diplomacy should give way to humanity.
You're right.
Now, which is more important, human life or legal claims?
You're absolutely right. I'll do as you suggest. Get in touch with Senor Garcia at once.
Thank you, Governor.
And I'm sure he'll cooperate. I know he will.
And you'll telegraph the El Paso sheriff? Give him authority?
Of course.
Then I'll be going. Thank you again, Governor.
Oh, wait. Surely there's great danger involved in this venture. Within a few hours, I could dispatch some armed
men. There isn't time for that, Governor. El Mundo moves rapidly. We must do the same. Adios.
That's him. The Lone Ranger.
Heard about him. Never seen him before.
I see you've already lined up a posse, Sheriff.
Oh, hello there. Been expecting you. Got a telegram from the governor. Told me I could act as marshal in his territory.
Good.
He also said I was to take orders from you.
We'll head for El Mundo's place in just a few minutes.
The boys will be here ready any time you are.
I'll wait a few minutes longer. I'm going to get my friends, and they'll ride with us.
Right.
Here, Silver.
Steady, boy.
He's gone home, fellow.
Hello.
Kimasabi. Crook, bring note. Me trail him.
Note? What do you mean, Tonto?
Today, Dan and Tonto at camp. Me make net for fish. Dan go upstream. Crook, catch him.
Dan kidnapped? Let me see the note, Tonto.
Here. What note say?
It's from El Mundo. He says the boy is safe and unharmed in the Temple of the Sun. I await your visit alone. If anyone else comes with you, the boy dies.
Oh, that's bad.
Oh, wait here, Tonto. I'll be right back.
All right, Bean, we're going to leave.
Just a minute, Sheriff. I've decided not to take anyone with me.
What do you mean?
I'm going alone.
I thought you said we need a posse to clean out this El Mundo.
We do.
Then let's get going.
I know. I'll have to go alone.
Say, there's something wrong about it, this. You're not scared of this El Mundo, are you?
Wait here until you hear from me, Sheriff. I'll send Tonto back with word.
But I don't see what good we're going to do staying around here.
Come on, Tonto. There's no time to lose.
Uh-huh.
Steady, big fella. Come on, Silver.
Get him up.
Uh-huh.
Pulson. Come on, Scout. Go, go.
Easy. Scout, I'll go down alone, Tonto. I'll ride back to El Pass. Bring the posse and the sheriff down here, but keep everybody hidden back of the ridge until you get a signal from me.
Me do.
El Mundo has plenty of men down there, and they're all armed.
What him do with Dan?
There's no way of telling. We've got to be prepared for anything. Remember what I told you, Tonto.
Get him up, Scout.
The Lone Ranger lifted the heavy stone door that led to the subterranean Temple of the Sun. A few moments later, he was walking along one of the many stone passageways. Suddenly, without warning, a voice spoke behind him.
Get your claws in the air and keep walking.
I want to see El Mundo.
He wants to see you. Keep walking. Right ahead of you. Push that big stone.
All right.
Now, turn to the left and stop. There's a door there. Open it.
Hello, El Mundo. I want to talk to him.
Keep your mouth shut. Boss will be down here as soon as he's through with these loco hombres.
Hail! The Master speaks. Children of the Sun, have no fear. We hold as hostage protection from the white man's law. Look!
Spoke, a curtain was raised above a niche high in the stone wall of the throne room. The Lone Ranger could see Dan lying there, bound hand and foot. For a moment, the masked man was seized with cold fear. Dan was in the power of a madman. He must be rescued some way, but how?
El Mundo!
It seems we have a visitor.
You sent for me. I'm here.
Follow the guard. He will bring you to me.
Heard what he said.
All right. Start walking again. There he is, boss.
Pleasure is all mine.
Kidnapped Dan Reed.
Well, unfortunately, it was necessary.
Release him at once.
Oh, that depends upon whether you meet my terms.
What are they?
I want you and your young friend to remain here as my guests. Just for a short time.
Long enough for you to gain control of all the territory near here?
Can you think of any better reason?
Is Dan all right? Have you harmed him in any way?
Myra?
Yes?
Bring the boy in here.
In here? Well, aren't you
Do
going
as
to...
I say, Myra.
All right.
You'll see for yourself. You realize, of course, that both of you are at my mercy.
Maybe.
This room in which we now stand is in reality the top of a powder magazine. Hundreds of pounds of black powder are beneath this floor.
And what does that mean?
Oh, its detonation depends upon an electric switch of my own invention, which sets off the blast a short time after it is closed.
And where is that switch?
Well out of your reach. At the end of the outside hallway.
Here's the boy. I'll take off the gag.
Then.
Oh, gee. I'm sure glad to be rid of that. It's good to stretch my legs. I've been tied up so long.
Are you all right, Dan?
Sure, I'm
all right. I hate to interrupt this touching scene of reunion, but I have other things to do. I'm a busy man. You'll meet my terms, of course.
Stay here?
Oh, yes, right in this room. I've explained the consequences if you try to escape. Come, Myra.
Just a moment.
Yes?
Surely you'll allow me to move that table. I'm sure a lady like Myra will appreciate not having to walk around it every time she enters this room.
And the table?
Yes, it is in the way, and I...
Oh, excuse me. I forgot for a moment that the masked man is always gallant.
Yes, I...
Look out! He's going to throw it!
That was a mistake, my friend. Bat! Bat, come here!
Yeah, I'm coming.
Can you run, Dan?
Sure.
Bat! Stop him, you fool!
I'll get him!
No, you won't! Run, Dan, get out of here!
Why, you? I'll show you!
My brother, he's inside the room!
All right, Bat, maybe this will stop you! Now, Myra, you're coming with me.
Look!
What?
Bat, he's falling backward. The switch at the end of the hall, he's falling against
him. Come on.
No, El Mundo is still in the room.
Too late to save him. Come on. Run, Dan.
You think we can make it?
I only hope we're far enough away.
Explosion.
Yes. El Mundo was caught in his own trap.
How about all them folks he had cooped up in there?
They were in another part of the temple and weren't injured by the explosion. Well, with El Mundo gone, they'll all return to their homes and live normal lives again.
And this girl, Myra.
She's your prisoner, Sheriff.
Here, Silver.
I'm Scout.
Here, Victor.
Hey, big fella. Adios, Sheriff. I'll tell the governor what you've done.
What I've done? Well, it was you.
Get him up, Scout.
Yeah, Victor.
Never in my life have I seen a man like him.
Copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.